Dhruval and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, mitra friend, bosom friend are.
This rasa with Krishna, it is satyaras. There's no madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question. And there's this ecstasy.
Sakha here. But not only sakha. He wants to meet Krishna. And he helps. Oh, kya sunega? Sun karke kya hoga? Ko bhajan karo par Krishna. अभी चित्त चंचल तुम लोगों का, अभी इधर कभी उधर, और अभी साधन हरि नाम करो, चांत करो।
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Priya Narma Sakha.
Yeah.
He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yabhachari Bhav. Is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not only, like Priya Narma Sakha.
Special guest.
Not like women Kishori.
But nothing more than the.
More than Sakha. Mitra Sakha, Pran Sakha is more than one. He has so intimate principle with Krishna that his mamata, Krishna is mine, so that he is greater than all another Sakha, Madhamangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
A form.
Form. Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika and all of the devotees. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of Chandra, she went to her mother in Jatila, and she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or kunj. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself, that fact, and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakhan, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirvan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. Oh, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends. His friends, and he has made Subal as Radhika and playing, and he has given this information to you, and if you will go there, they will make Subal naked, and they will so, and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. Did the fact, she returned. So Subal At that, Sumal was ready to take the shape of Sampira and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Sampira. So sometimes bhava is so higher, then he takes the form of Mahabhava a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shape are like same. If Sridhami is brother of Radhika, but yet he is so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she is seen as she is Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to reach Radha. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal. And Subal
pacifies.
She speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes lady and his bhava is like gopis. His bhava is always as friend. But so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
Another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Mada and Khagabda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that the gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Khagabda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, of course, Vama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages, Kumara, Kishore, Govinda, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Achinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vaishnavi are most important. Because gopis ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, the gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Murti is Shrestha. Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been stated, Vaya Kaishorokam Dhyam Adhya Iva Parvarasa.
was like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal,
soft,
so much bhava-purna, lalit. In every qualification in fluid.
Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, the Nityapri gopis, the Nityasiddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
ripened,
but by hearing about rust, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a mali means a
gardener,
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not ripe at all. Only full, young. Young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripes are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to take Krishna. So, we have given very beautiful description. Very elaborate.
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that, he passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bees. Bees means seed. One gives a vithankur seed. That is
sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaves. That are Raghunath, Bhatta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami. Somebody. In his Vaishnava Toshini. Bihad Vaishnava Toshini Tika.
What about Rupa Goswami?
Huh? Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is everything. He is out of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed the Krishna.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument
hither and hither and so on, and follow the Krishna. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari, but Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he आलोचना करते हैं आलोचना में
इसका
सही ना मैं काट के उनके आर्गुमेंट को कि कट्स द आर्गुमेंट्स ऑफ जीव गोस्वामी आल्सो
या
डायरेक्टली
कृष्ण
ही टेल्स दैट वेयर इन श्रीमद् भागवत इज एनी एग्जांपल दैट गोपीज वर स्वकीय
या वर मैरिड या ही
Patishtanvaya, Bhatriyam, Bhavan. And there are so many examples in each sloka that gopis are working. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis Haras, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parent, that is your mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, these words have been told.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishnu Acharya. Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means this is the lackness.
Doesn't matter, we will track what does that
mean. I have to think.
Analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze.
Why he has told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told.
Yeah, and I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami.
But he has not cared.
No.
Ujjalinman has given very big
comment. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami.
Again?
All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwala Nilmani you can see that Duti, Swayam Duti,
Apta Duti.
In Swayam Duti means, this will come next year. Swayam Duti means, Gopis, Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are shabda, shabdotthut Samta Uttha, neither are Artha, Arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I am not expressing clearly, but if you will go and see, very, very beautiful things.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Goswami? Like gopis. They want to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not real. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
He says that
Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanatha Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pradamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he
disagrees
with the fact that he has written it. First, pati of the Swakiya Bhava. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna, when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that I am everywhere, meditate, and why you told in the rush that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that, I was thinking that you are so clever and very buddhiman.
Intelligent.
Now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight. It is so deep, andhakar, dark, so many serpents and other things. And this is quite nirjanasthan. Nirjan means lonely. This is you should return. Not returning, I want. It is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. And your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that. Krishna told that, oh, now I know that you are the hero. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhvani. Dhvani means it.
Who knows the
wealthy person.
The one who knows.
Dhvani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhvani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
A hidden meaning of any word is called dhvani. Pani piyoge, will drink water again. One was taking water, any kantedar machhali he's having wealth, kata. Kata, you know? Kata.
Fish.
He's having
lobster.
Full of bone, outside bone.
Teeth?
Not bone, but
like
kata ki hai. Kata mane ki?
Kata the hand bole, kata ke bole, jun bhoji kata hand bole. Kata mane ni bole. Bone, ula the bite the
bite. Bone ane kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but.
A fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Sword.
Not
sword.
Sword.
Lobster.
Mm.
That means with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at Ekadasi day. Drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he,
bone.
He was.
Bone.
He was telling, announcing that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
He was begging for
him. Then, when fish went there, and he came out, and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, "Will you drink again water? This meeting means it is don't
take water in cup.
Like this is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna in Bhagavata has used like this.
Indirect.
Our indirectly. In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called rasa.
Is this Parokshabhad?
Parokshabhad. Parokshabhad.
Everything is Parokshabhad. To protect from Ananakari. The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopis who had ras with Krishna? Or was their husband just imaginary? Or did their husband have, they also have ras?
This husband in Golok Vrindavan only abhiman. Understand?
Yes.
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhiman has taken shape again by Yoga Maya. No illusory Maya there. Only.
I have a question. May I ask my question?
Yeah, let's see.
Jyotila
question.
Jyotila.
Jyotila is also abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
So?
Kamsa also.
Jyotila is abhiman.
Abhiman only.
Oh.
No, actually there. No place. Abhiman.
Sura.
Like in a dark room,
Sura.
I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only abhiman. Abhiman, any word for abhiman?
Ego.
Concept.
Concept. But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of illusory maya. Then?
You have finished us easily. We were. You have something?
You have read 33 or 34? Everything is clear.
Yeah, there are many technical words.
But very important.
And in Ujjwala Nilamani?
For only for Adhikari, not for Anadhikari. Anadhikari will lose everything by reading. And Adhikari will get everything.
Because there are so many technical words, it is difficult to frame the